is VOA News, The Remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny lost his appeal on Saturday against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him for nearly 3 years. But he said his faith in God and belief in the rightness of his cause was sustaining him. Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic. He was jailed earlier this month for parole violations that he said were trumped up. Western countries have condemned the case and are discussing possible sanctions on Russia. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Thailand's parliament after Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha and 9 ministers survived a parliamentary no-confidence motion on Saturday. One protester said, quote, "It was a disappointment, but expected." 2 people were killed in Myanmar's second city, Mandalay, on Saturday when police fired to disperse protesters. People protesting the February 1st military coup, and this is what emergency workers are reporting. It's been the bloodiest day in more than 2 weeks of demonstrations. Protesters took to the streets in several cities and towns with members of ethnic minorities, poets, and transport workers, among those demanding an end to military rule and the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and others. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Germany increased by more than 9,100 to over 2.3 million. Data from the Robert Koch Institute for Infectious Diseases showed on Saturday. And Japan's celebrations for Naomi Osaka's 4th Grand Slam tennis title went to orbit, with an astronaut tweeting congratulations from the International Space Station.